Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, O heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present in all places and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Bestower of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King and God.
Come, let us bow and worship before Christ our King and God.
Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ,
our King and God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You have clothed yourself with thanksgiving and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heaven like a curtain, who roofs his upper chambers with the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire, who establishes the earth on its sure foundation. It shall not be moved forever and ever. The deep covers it like a garment. The waters shall stand upon the mountains. Before your rebuke they shall flee. At the sound of your thunder they shall be afraid. They go up the mountains and down by the plains to the place you established for them. You have set a boundary that they shall not pass, that they may not again cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. The waters shall run between the mountains. They shall give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses shall await them to quench their thirst. The birds of heaven shall dwell beside them. They shall call out from the midst of the rocks. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth shall be satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and the green herb for the service of men, that he may bring forth bread out of the earth, and wine makes glad the heart of man, that he may make his face cheerful with oil, and bread strengthens men's heart. The trees of the plain shall be satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon which you planted. There the sparrows shall make their nests, the heron's dwelling is foremost among them. The high mountains are for the deer, the rock is a refuge for the hares. He made the moon for seasons, the sun knows the time of its setting. You appointed darkness, and it was night. In it shall all the beasts of the forest go forth, young lions roaring for their prey, seeking their food from God. The sun rose, and they gathered themselves together, and they shall lie down to sleep in their dens. Man shall go forth to his work and to his labor until evening. How great are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creation. This is the sea, great and wide. In it are creeping things, innumerable living things, both small and great. There the ships are passing by, this dragon which you formed to play in it. All things look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they shall gather it. When you open your hand, all things shall be filled with goodness. When you turn away your face, they shall be troubled. You shall take away their spirit, and they shall die and shall return to their dust. You shall send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let the glory of the Lord endure to the ages. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and makes it tremble. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I will rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners perish from the earth, and transgressors that they should be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows the time of its setting. You appointed darkness, and it was night. How great are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory be to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory be to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory be to you, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
In the first tone, Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Hear me, O Lord. Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Give ear to my voice in my supplication. When I cry to you, hear me, O Lord. Let my prayer be set forth as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Hear me, O Lord.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and a strong door about my lips. Do not incline my heart to evil words, to make excuses and sins with men who work iniquity. And I will not join with their chosen ones. The righteous shall chasten me with mercy and reprove me, and let not the oil of the sinner anoint my head. For my prayer is ever against their pleasures, their judges have been swallowed up beside the rock. They shall hear my words, for they are sweet as a clod of earth is dashed upon the ground, so have their bones been scattered by the side of Hades. For toward you, Lord, O Lord, are my eyes, in you have I put my trust. Do not take my soul away. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. The sinners shall fall into their own net. I am alone while I pass by. I cry to the Lord with my voice. With my voice I made supplication to the Lord. I will pour out my supplication before him. I will declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was fainting within me, then you knew my paths. In this way wherein I walked, they hid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was none who knew me. Flight has failed me, and there is none who cares for my soul. I cried to you, O Lord. I said, you are my hope, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my supplication, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I.
Lead my soul forth from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The multitude of my transgressions is like the deep waters of the sea, and I drown in my iniquities. Give me your hand, O God, my Savior. Save me as you saved Peter, and have mercy on me. The just shall gather around me when you have been good to me. Because of all my wicked thoughts and deeds, I stand condemned. Put into my heart, O God, my Savior, the thought of turning back to you, that I may cry, save me, loving benefactor, and have mercy on me. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Another world awaits you, O my soul, and the judge will there reveal all your secret sins.
Tarry not among the things of this life, but run quickly to the judge and cry before it is too late. God be merciful to me and save me. The trees be attentive to the voice of my prayer. Reject me not, my Savior, though I am held fast by the slothfulness of sin, but rouse my thoughts to repentance, and make me a tried laborer in your vineyard. Grant me the reward of the 11th hour, and show me your great mercy. If you should mark iniquities, Lord, O Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness. You who are rich, O Christ, have become poor, and you have enriched mortal men with immortality and light. I have grown poor through the pleasures of this life. Make me rich in virtues, granting me a place with the poor man Lazarus, and deliver me from the punishment of the rich man, and from the torment of Gehenna which awaits me. I have waited for you as you have commanded. My soul patiently relies on your promise, for it has trusted in the Lord. Sinfully I have grown rich in evil. I have loved luxury and indulged in sensual pleasures, and I deserve to be condemned, O Lord, to the fire of hell. My mind is famished like Lazarus, and I have neglected it. It lies an outcast before the gates of virtuous action. O take pity on me, Master. From the morning watch until night, from the morning watch, let Israel long for the Lord. As we begin with eagerness, O faithful, the sixth week of the holy fast, let us sing a hymn in preparation for the Feast of Palms. To the Lord who comes with glory to Jerusalem, in the power of the Godhead that he may slay death, so with reverence let us prepare the branches of the virtues as emblems of victory, and let us cry Hosanna to the Creator of all. In the fourth tome, as one valiant among the martyrs, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him there is plenteous redemption, and it is he who shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Having shone forth like a star, you illumine the faithful with the sacred splendors of your dogmas, darkening the error of heresies, victorious to the end. As a servant you increase the talents given you, and having been well pleasing unto God, you surrendered your spirit into his hands, O Cyril, blessed of God. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Proclaim his glory, all you peoples. In the wisdom of your words and the splendor of your life, you shone like a most luminous star amid the counsel of the fathers, O right wondrous one, choking with the cords of grace the godless Macedonians, who madly blasphemed and manifestly worked iniquity against the Holy Spirit of God, who gives life to all. For strong is the mercy of the Lord for us. Eternally will his truth endure. The pernicious mind of the most mindless monies did you put to shame, denouncing most wisely and well the vile teachings of his foolishness. O chief among teachers, splendor of priests, godly champion of the Church of Christ, wherefore in gladness we celebrate your holy repose. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O Virgin who have given birth to God, my Savior, by your supplications, grant me escape from impending torment, and to receive divine grace, excellent repentance, saving healing, streams of tears, and thought of the dread and terrible hour, and the impartial judgment.
Tranquil light of the holy glory of the immortal heavenly holy blessed Father, O Jesus Christ, as we come upon the sunset, as we see the evening light, we sing to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At all times you are worthy of being hymned by joyful voices. O Son of God, you are the giver of life, for this is the world. Glorifies you.
The great Prokimen in the eighth tone. You have granted me the inheritance of those who fear your name, O Lord. You have granted me the inheritance of those who fear your name, O Lord. From the ends of the earth have I cried unto you. You have granted me the inheritance of those who fear your name, O Lord. I will take refuge under the shadow of your wings. You have granted me the inheritance of those who fear your name, O So will I sing praise unto your name forever. You have granted me the inheritance of those who fear your name, O Lord.
You have granted me the inheritance
of those who fear your name, O Lord.
Deem us worthy, O Lord, of passing this evening without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praiseworthy and glorious is your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have placed our hope in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your commandments. Blessed are you, O Master, Make me understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me with your commandments. O Lord, your mercy endures forever. Do not despise the work of your hands. It is proper to praise you, and hymns belong to you. Glory belongs to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. 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 Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To you, Lord.
O Lord our God, you bowed the heavens when you came down for the salvation of the human race. Now look upon your servants and on your inheritance, for we have bowed down our heads and bent our necks to you, the judge both awesome and loving. We do not await help that comes from man, but look for your mercy and are ready to receive your salvation. Guard us at all times, this evening and tonight, against all enemies, against the devil's assaults, against vain thoughts and evil dreams. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. In the first tone, marvelous is the Savior's loving providence towards us, for possessing knowledge of the things to come as though they were already present, he has set before us the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Reflecting then upon the end of both of them, let us avoid the cruelty of the one and his hatred of mankind. And let us emulate the fortitude and long-suffering of the other, that with him we may enjoy rest in Abraham's bosom, crying aloud, O Lord and righteous Judge, glory be to you. Unto you have I lifted up my eyes, unto you who dwell in heaven. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hands of their masters, as the eyes of the handmaid look to the hands of her mistress, so do our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he take pity on us. Marvelous is the Savior's loving providence towards us, for possessing knowledge of the things to come as though they were already present, he has set before us the story of Lazarus and the rich man. Reflecting then upon the end of both of them, let us avoid the cruelty of the one and his hatred of mankind. And let us emulate the fortitude and long-suffering of the other, that with him we may enjoy rest in Abraham's bosom, crying aloud, O Lord and righteous Judge, glory be to you. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for greatly are we filled with abasement, greatly has our soul been filled therewith. Let reproach come upon them that prosper, and abasement on the proud. At the prayers, O Lord, of all your saints and of the Theotokos, grant us your peace, and have mercy on us, for you alone our compassion had. In its own melody, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. You are the joy of the heavenly hosts, the strong protection of men on earth. Save us, O Virgin undefiled, who turn to you for refuge, For next to God, O Theotokos, we have set our hope in you.
Now, O Master, you have kept your promise. Let your servant go in peace. With my own eyes I have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every to reveal you to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
Rejoice, Theotokos, Virgin Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. For you have borne Christ the Savior and Redeemer of our souls. O baptizer of Christ, remember us all, that we may be delivered from our transgressions. For you have been favored to intercede for us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Apostles and all you saints, pray for us that we may be delivered from danger and distress. For we have obtained you as eager intercessors before the Savior. Now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. We flee to the shelter of your mercy, Virgin
pure one. Blessed One, only pure and blessed One, only pure and blessed One.
Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. More honorable than the cherubim and by far more glorious than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God, the Word, O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. O heavenly King, make firm the Orthodox faith, calm the nations, make the world peaceful, guard well your holy church, and this our house, and all this city. Grant our fathers and brothers who have gone before us to the tents of the just, and accept us coming in repentance and confession, for you are good and you love mankind. O Lord and Master of my life, drive from me the spirit of indifference, despair, lust for power, and idle chatter. Give to me instead, your slave, the spirit of integrity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, O Lord and King, let me look upon my own sins and refrain from judging others, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Amen.